Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama is teaming with AT&T to use Internet of Things and smart city technologies to make the base run more smoothly. Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni spoke with AT&T Air Force client executive Rocky Thurston and Maxwell's 42nd Mission Support Group commander, Colonel Don Lewis, about those updates. Thurston speaks first.
The concept came from the AT&T Smart City campaign, where AT&T as a corporation is deploying smart devices into several major metropolitan areas across the country. And we started a conversation with Maxwell and basically said, you know, an Air Force base is very similar to a metropolitan area. You have gas stations, grocery stores, you have public housing or housing, you have a BX, which is a shopping environment, and all those things comprise similar aspects of a city. You also have water, electricity, you have parking, you have streetlights, similar features and functions of a U.S. city. So we started the conversation about a year ago with Maxwell, and we developed, because they are an Air Force base, a military installation, they required a little bit different use cases than a normal city would. So we sat down with them, started talking to them about what might be of interest in on the base to kind of instrument, gather data, and collect that information so that they can be more efficient and effective on the base. And that's ultimately what you're trying to do when you create a smart environment.
So, Colonel, can you tell us how you're using this smart technology and how it's helping out the base?
So the whole idea about the smart base initiative is to tie those things together, to use the network to not replace how you do a certain function or use a certain system, but tie it together in a manner that you can more efficiently target who needs access to that, or who needs to receive a certain notification, or who needs to be able to read a certain sensor in a real-time manner. And anything like that is going to make an Air Force base function better. So that's the idea behind Smart Base.
Great.
AT&T approached the Air Force on that, approached staff CIO. Word got to us about that conversation, and we quickly raised our hand and said, yeah, we're interested in doing that.
Rocky, what exactly are the products that you're giving Maxwell, and how are they being utilized?
We have several products, and I would consider all of these things part of the Internet of Things. These are all connected devices over a network, a secure network, which I'll describe in a minute, that allows in this circumstance, the mission support group commander, the ability for his team to see what's happening on his base. So we deployed what we would call smart perimeter security devices. Mm-hmm. These are literally devices at the border of the base that use infrared beams to detect whether or not someone is crossing that perimeter. And these particular devices are, like I said, are connected over the network and have a messaging capability, and that was critical to integrate all these functionalities. We've also deployed a video surveillance capability that is connected to the perimeter security devices. We've deployed the AT&T Business Toolkit, which provides group messaging and event alerts. We have a solution at the gates for the base that is a radar-based solution that looks at anything going through the gate. And in addition to that, we're providing facial recognition at the gate. All these things by in and of themselves are great individual products, but the power of IoT and the power of a smart base really comes in the integration of these products to make them work together. So we developed for this pilot an integrated platform. This basically serves as a single pane of glass for a the security personnel to look at all these devices at the same time and see what's happening.
And Colonel, could you just tell us about the initiatives that you're using this smart technology for and what else you're using it for besides security?
Some of the initiatives that we are experimenting with are emergency messaging notification. Here at Maxwell Air Force Base, the threat to the base is much different from what you'd encounter at a base downrange, let's say Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, where there's constant engagement with an active enemy. Here at Maxwell, the biggest threat to the base is natural disaster, and in particular tornadoes, a hurricane during hurricane season that comes right up the 65 corridor and threatens the installation. So we have a need to make sure that we notify our base population, which is more than just the people, you know, on the base. It's retirees in the community. It's our community partners. It's a large segment of the population down here. There has to be a means to notify them when an emergency happens very quickly to tell them don't come to the base or lock down wherever you are on the base if it is a man-made type of threat. And the Air Force currently uses a few different technologies to do that, but one of the things we're looking at is there a way to do it better than how we're doing it right now, or more efficiently, or in a more targeted manner? That's one thing we're doing. Another way is monitoring our utilities. A situation, for instance, where my base civil engineer needs to monitor temperatures of various facilities, in particular, maybe facilities where we house sensitive computer equipment. We have the means to do that presently. I don't need to use SmartBase to figure out a way to monitor those rooms. But can we do it better than we're doing now? Presently, he has to go to a specific display in order to get those readings, and it's somewhere near his office. But what if we could use the network to tie into that system and give him a notification on his mobile device, to give me a notification on a mobile device? Those are the kind of things that we're looking at.